You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Smithers, BC has a long-standing history of being a hub for the arts, music, agriculture, politics, and tourism in Northwest BC. But the downtown Main Street in Smithers is the nerve center. As some might say, all the action is on Main Street. Patrons from all over Northwest BC and beyond flock to Main Street in Smithers for its boutiques and coffee houses, making it one of the most vibrant communities in northern BC. Perhaps that's why the town of Smithers decided to launch the Main Street Markets this summer to grow that vibrancy and celebrate community. On these rare occasions, traffic is not allowed on Main Street and vendors and marketgoers cruise Smithers' downtown core with music and fanfare. Years ago, there was much debate amongst town council and the Main Street merchants about opening Main Street for foot traffic only, but the opposition at the time was too strong. Now it seems things have changed. Today, we speak with Lauren Allen, organizer for the Main Street Markets, and Mayor Gladys Attrill about how and why the Main Street Markets came together now. Stay with us.
My name is Lauren Allen. I'm with the town of Smithers, and I'm the rec coordinator.
Great, Lauren. Tell me what's going on here on Main Street. It looks like a lot of activity.
Yeah, so we have the Main Street Market. It's our first event ever. It's August 3rd from 11 to 3. We have local artisan vendors down the middle of Main. We're encouraging Main Street merchants to have sidewalk sales. We have music at Bullville, a kids zone, and some food vendors, as well as free B&T wagon rides.
Nice. Sounds pretty exciting. What brought this on? You know, I knew it's Saturday. We usually have the farmer's market on Saturdays here in Smithers, but there's going to be two of these, one on the 17th as well.
Yes.
What brought this on?
Just an idea that we had, and it just kind of came to life and just wanted to try it out. We did some surveys with the Main Street merchants just to see kind of what day would work. Initially, we had thought like a night market, but instead, all of them came back with a Saturday event, which I think is great, especially when we have people from out of town traveling through. So the idea of this event is to really just promote placemaking within our community. Just a reminder to remind people who live here that we have such a beautiful core and a beautiful community as well. Yeah. So we just wanted to enhance that.
Very cool, very cool. Maybe tell me a little bit about more. You got a number of vendors, but there's also like stuff going on kind of in the street, a kid zone. Tell me a bit about what are some of the activities that people, if they came down, could check out.
Yeah, there's face painting, like lawn bowling. We have cornhole, life-size Jenga. And that's all supported through Proton Foundation. So they helped out with this event as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. And then there's one on the 17th. If people want to know more, or what should they know about the 17th? Is it going to be the same setup?
Yeah, it's going to be very similar to this one. We do have a couple more vendors that are going to partake in that event. The musicians we have is MIP and then Alana Butler playing piano at Bullville Square. But if people do want to be a part of this or have inquiries or want to be a vendor too at this event, they can just email recreation@smithers.ca.
All right. Yeah. Perfect. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
I'm Gladys Attrill. We're on Main Street, and I have the joy of being the mayor of this lovely town.
There you go. Gladys, yeah, it's the Main Street Market. There's a couple of them. This is the first one for the month. Maybe tell me a little bit, how did this come up? And I know this has been discussed before, but why now? And it looks actually pretty good.
It looks really good, and it's a beautiful day. And I think we just got the right mix of people being able to sort of push this forward. So kudos to Jill Berriman, Lauren Allen, and I think Sam LeBlanc's roaming around here, and the team that they put together. Mm-hmm. They gathered folks to say yes and to find a little money and kind of create a lovely event. So just people who had the energy to make it happen. That's always what it takes.
Yeah, definitely. I remember years ago we
tried this out once. It was often talked about putting the vegetable farmers markets down here, which is also going on today. You know, you talk about this mix. What is it about trying to feature kind of the mainstream a bit more, especially at this time of year, that really kind of gets people going and the council going as well?
Well, I think people love to have, you know, on nice days, when the magic happens, and it's happening today, sort of on a nice day to be able to roam freely. Children are on the street. There's lots happening. It just gives us a really nice, you know, festival feel. Mm-hmm. And I think folks really like attending it, but it's a lot of work to put it together. Yeah. So getting the folks to jump in and help or bring their wares downtown, there's always a bit of a challenge there. So people love to come and attend, mm-hmm. and this hopefully will generate a little interest so more people want to come and participate on the street next time.
Yeah. You have another one coming on the 17th, yeah. But as I mentioned, you know, this has been a long-standing kind of idea, and there was, I remember there was some opposition years ago about it, but it seems like it's going off pretty well. Could this become, if people kind of get back to you and the merchants get back to you that this was successful, could this become a more regular thing in the summer for Smithers?
Well, I think that's up to all of us, you know, whether or not there's enough energy to make it happen more frequently. The intention is to try a few more days next year, so, you know, 2 days this year, sort of see if there's the interest and the energy in building it up. And again, it's participation in a couple of ways. It's participation in organizing, helping pay for things, and then coming out so that there's stuff happening on the street so that when people come to be a part of it, there's things to do. So we'll see. Like, do the couple that we've got this year. Certainly happy for the energy that went into it, and we'll see how next year rolls.
Yeah. All right. Great. Thank you. Much obliged.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com. or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.